248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In Chicago, Congress votes in favor of a bipartisan bill that avoids a rail strike. CBS's Nora O'Donnell has the latest.
Lawmakers from both parties coming together tonight to avoid a railroad strike that could have had devastating consequences to the U.S. economy. Tonight, the bipartisan bill is awaiting President Biden's signature. The legislation will raise wages, but the agreement stops short of giving employees 7 days of paid sick leave.
The Supreme Court says it will hear arguments on the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness program in February. The program to cancel loans stays on pause for now. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson says the justices will explore whether the executive branch was out of bounds.
It's an important issue that needs to get decided fairly soon because we have millions of people, close to 26 million people, who have applied for relief under the new Biden administration program.
Overdose situation at a Los Angeles middle school. First responders say multiple students had to be treated. L.A. Fire Department spokesperson Eric Scott.
We know people's concern this day and age is with fentanyl. This has no indication of being fentanyl related. It's possibly edible cannabis.
A team of Los Angeles police officers and school personnel searched every classroom looking for more affected children, but they found no other students.
That's CBS's Danya Backus reporting. With the White House playing host to French President Emmanuel Macron and more than 300 guests for a state dinner, there was a lot of talk focused on the differing opinions on the war with Ukraine. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports.
Macron has maintained open lines with the Russian leader and in an interview for Sunday 60 Minutes said he believes ultimately only diplomacy will end the war.
So how does this end? I think it's important to convey the message that this is the Ukrainians to decide that. The only way to find a solution would be through negotiations. I don't see a military option on the ground.
On day two of a three-day tour of the Boston, Massachusetts area, a crowd lined the street to get a glimpse of the Prince and Princess of Wales as they visited a Chelsea nonprofit that works to improve the lives of young people. The royal couple is scheduled to meet with President Biden tomorrow. And World Cup Team USA attacker Christian Pulisic says he's recovering from a bruised pelvic bone after colliding with Iran's goalkeeper. Pulisic says he's doing everything in his power to work with the medical team to make sure he can play on Saturday against the Netherlands. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
President Trump has announced, and Ron DeSantis is rising fast. Who do you support for 2024? Newsmax wants to know what you think. Vote in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word FISH to 39747. That's FISH to 39747. It takes just seconds. Text FISH to 39747. Let your voice be heard. And watch Newsmax today.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. On Friday, December 2nd, in Wood County, the Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in Room 114 at the courthouse. Governor Evers is planning to deliver his annual State of the State address on February 7th. He has asked GOP legislative leaders to keep February 28th or March 7th open for his budget address, but a spokesperson for the GOP stated in a text to WisPolitics.com they will consider the governor's request, but those dates probably won't work. UW-Stevens Point is opening a C2 makerspace at their Marshfield campus, where they will hold extracurricular activities for grades 5 to 12. They hope this will introduce students to a new world of technologies and possible future career goals. Activities will include tech related to robotics, 3D printing, drone work, and much more. UW plans to build off these workshops with school kids and eventually expand to workshops for adults as well. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 24. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 47. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows level off around 10 above. Upper teens Saturday with a chance for snow. Low 30s Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
At civicmedia.us.
The Chris Hahn Show.
I'm back. Hey, don't forget, download my podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn. It's available wherever fine podcasts and not so fine podcasts, I might add, are found. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. I'll be on TV a bunch across a variety of channels. So just follow me there and you'll know when and where I'm going to be on. Joe Walsh is a former congressman representing the great state of Illinois, turned radio host. And now he's a former Republican who, by the way, was on CNN this afternoon, and I watched it just for him. Joe, how you doing?
Chris, you actually watched CNN today? You watched me?
I tuned in just because you were coming on. I saw your tweet, because I actually see your tweets. You don't see my tweets. You have too many people following you. But I see yours, because I always retweet you, and I guess you come up in my feed a lot, because you're saying... You're like a truth bomb out there. And you're saying what I'm saying, that the Democrats need to get serious in this election and start swinging. And I saw you today talking about Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock in Georgia. And I know you're as outraged as me that Herschel Walker is even a candidate.
Think about this, Chris. And I say this as a former Republican. Herschel Walker has no business being a United States Senator, but right now there's a 50-50 shot he's going to win.
Yeah,
I don't. Again, I'm not Warnock, but if I were Warnock from day one, I'd have been just going after him and how unfit he is.
I mean, he's clearly unfit. I mean, you know, I was shocked that pundits after he debated last Friday night were suggesting that he did well. I mean, Joe, if you or I pulled out a toy badge on a stage to say that we were a cop, we would be done. I'd be done doing it on television. I mean, just from this career, let alone the United States Senate, which is supposed to be the great debating body in the world and quite frankly, supposed to be the cooling saucer of the Republic.
Well, look, there were negative expectations for him.
Yeah.
So for him just to stand at a podium for an hour and not say anything would have exceeded expectations. But this is really serious. Look, we're super tribal. What we're seeing in all these polls, Chris, is Republicans are coming home and just supporting Republicans no matter what. That's going to help guys like Herschel Walker in Georgia.
I think these polls are underestimating the female turnout, and I think that's going to benefit Democrats. I think there is just similarly to the way they underestimated the white working class male turnout in 2016.
Yeah.
I don't think they haven't adjusted to what happened over the summer. They are still modeling after 2021, 2020, and 20,
yeah.
You know, so their models, in my opinion, are missing the anger among women. I look at what's happening in Georgia right now with the early vote. We all know that, you know, Jesus Trump doesn't allow them to vote early.
Yeah.
So I don't know how, I don't know if you agree with me on that or not. I don't know if you read polls, you know, for sport like I do.
I don't, Chris, but I pay attention a little bit. I don't know if I'd go as far as you as to say I think the polls aren't recognizing the huge Democratic anger among women and young people. All I can say is I hope you're right, because history says Republicans are going to win in November. We can argue about it, but when people talk about the economy, inflation, they're concerned about that stuff. That's going to help Republicans. Republicans do a great job of, and Democrats don't know how to combat the issue of crime.
Yeah,
so that's going to hurt them. But I hope you're right. I hope there's something right now that we have no freaking clue how many young people and women are going to vote. I hope that's the case.
Now, it's year after year after year, election after election, this crime meme that Republicans put out there. And you're right. Democrats have never combated it. And I think I made this point. I think that we would have had more seats in 2020 in the Senate and in the House, but for the defund the police movement, which I think was one of the dumbest, most ridiculous things anybody ever came up with in the history of politics.
Yeah.
And it defeated their own cause. What they really wanted to do was reform the police. And you could get everybody to agree with that. But you can't get them to say no police. That was just dumb.
You're right, Chris. That was the latest example. But throughout your and my lifetime, and look, I played this game when I was a Republican, and I played this game when I was a conservative talk radio host. It's really easy to say Democrats are soft on crime.
Yeah.
Because there's a segment of the left that is very soft on crime. And then what we on the right would do is we'd tag the whole party with it.
Yeah.
The problem is, where the hell are the Democrats who fight back on this issue and every issue? I just don't see fighters among Democrats.
Well, I thought Val Demings did a pretty good job.
She was great.
You know, I mean, she's like, you're telling me I'm soft on crime? And then she went through the whole career and her husband's career and, like, you know, come on. You know, I mean, but that gets so little play.
Yeah, and she's in a tough race. And Marco Rubio, look, talk about a disappearing human being.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pathetic how little he is. Val Demings was great. I think Tim Ryan in Ohio has run a good get-in-your-face kind of campaign against the Republicans. There just aren't enough of them. And Joe Biden, he's done some really good things. He's had some accomplishments. But he's not the kind of guy anymore who can communicate this urgency. Like, we got to punch back.
Yeah, yeah. Who can?
Well, you'd know better than I do. When I look at the major Democratic figures right now, I got to be honest, as a guy who doesn't want my former party to win, I get scared because I don't know who can get into a ring with Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis or any of these jerks, any of these bullies.
Yeah.
You got to have a Democrat who kind of talks like you and me and is willing to fight. I don't know who that is.
I look around the country and I don't know either. And that's what scares me, right? It's like,
that's a problem.
You know, I'm like thinking to myself, who is our not? Look, if it's not Joe Biden, and quite frankly, I'm not sold that it's not going to be Joe Biden. And for a variety of reasons. And I think Joe Biden would beat Donald Trump again. I do. I don't know that he would beat somebody other than Trump, but I think he'd beat Trump. I also don't think Trump.
Agree.
I don't think Trump's going to run. But I think if Trump runs, Joe should run. You know, it's, you know, Joe's not that much older than Trump, and he's in a much better shape than Trump, frankly.
I think Trump is going to run. I think he's going to announce in between the midterms and Thanksgiving. He'll take credit for the midterms. And he's going to be tough to beat. And I think he's going to run just to try to help keep all of these indictments off of his back.
Yeah, I just don't think that that's going to work. I think he's got to be indicted for these documents, particularly since that was his whole reason for being. He became president by claiming his opponent couldn't be trusted with classified information. And he pushed for stricter laws on this stuff. And he got them. And he signed them. And I think he's got to be indicted under them.
There's about 100 things he should be indicted under for. And look, first president in American history who tried to overthrow an American election.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's not indicted for that, for January 6th, I don't know what he would be for.
It is amazing to me. The party that's tough on crime, you know, is basically whitewashing an attack on police officers on January 6th, an attack on the Capitol, attack on the Republic. They're just saying, no, that wasn't crime. These were just overzealous patriots.
Hey, Chris, you're right. My former political party can never say they're the party of law and order again. The hypocrisy of going after the FBI, the Capitol Hill police. But when you and I, when we talk about crime, most Americans are concerned about crime on the streets.
Yep.
And Republicans use that to scare the hell out of voters. And Democrats just kind of don't push back.
Yeah, they don't have a good answer for it. And it's like the thoughts are going through their mind, which constituency am I going to piss off?
Right.
And that's
right.
Part of the problem with having a big tent, right? You're always going to piss somebody off. But I think, you know, that's what primaries are for. Pick your candidate. And then after you pick your candidate, you move on with that candidate, good or bad. You know, and you think about the alternative. You're not, like Joe Biden used to say, don't compare me to the Almighty. Compare me to the alternative.
Right.
All right, Joe, I'm going to take a quick break. Cool. I'm going to pay some bills here, and I'll come right back with more from Joe Walsh, former Congressman Joe Walsh. You're listening to The Chris Hodge Show.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something serious. I know you love me, I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something serious. I know you love me, I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the PaintByNote system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in our...
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket, you spot miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
17. Clear skies Saturday with highs around 26. 37 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, if you missed a second of my interview with the great Joe Walsh, check it out in the Aggressive Progressive podcast this coming Tuesday. And always download that podcast and tell your friends about it. And I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. Back with Joe Walsh. Joe, so, you know, these midterms, I look around the country.
By the way, Chris, can I just say this?
Yes.
One of the reasons I love being on with you is I love the fact that you play old Billy Joel. Man.
So you're the second guest in a row to mention old Billy Joel songs that my podcast listeners will not hear, but this will stay in the podcast. Because on my podcast, I don't have the rights to Billy Joel. Here on the radio, I have the... And first of all, you do know that I am Long Island, right? I am Long Island
to the core. I know. It's in your blood.
So, and every Long Islander has Billy Joel stories. And I have many Billy Joel stories, especially when I worked for Senator Schumer. I got to spend a lot of time with Billy Joel. It was one of the great thrills of my career, frankly.
Yeah.
Yes, Billy Joel is the man. And, you know, I when he started doing a residency at Madison Square Garden, a friend of mine who I go to a lot of concerts with, we were like, how many times a year are we going to go see him? Like two, three, four? Like I've seen him like 20 times. So yes. And it is. And by the way, Joe, I tell this story a lot. I go to Billy Joel concerts all the time. And you look around Billy Joel concerts, it's like middle-aged, mostly white. And I'm assuming 70% of the people in there don't agree with me politically.
Oh, yeah.
But when Billy Joel sings Piano Man, we all stand up and we sing Piano Man.
Amen.
Right? And it gives me hope. It's like me and you. Like, you and I, we've been talking politics back when you were like Joe Walsh, you know, conservative firebrand radio host. I think I may have even debated you on Fox when you were actually a member of Congress.
Would fight on Fox News.
Yes. I never thought you were a bad human being. I didn't like your positions, right?
Right.
But I love you now. I see your stuff. I'm following you. I'm reading what you're writing. And you know what I love the most about you is you seek the truth. And it's that's the kind of thing, like when you go to a concert like that, and I'm a Yankee fan, I'm going to be at the game on Saturday. I know most of the people that don't agree with me. People recognize, you know how I know it. I get recognized a lot there, right?
Yeah.
And most people know me from Fox. The News Nation stuff hasn't really caught on yet, but the people know me from Fox. And they come up to me and they're nice as hell, and it gives me hope.
It's a riot.
It gives me hope. I don't know if you've got the same reaction from people out there. I mean, you're out there. You have been very critical of Trump.
Yeah.
And you were once a supporter of Trump.
So I don't know if people, you know, they recognize you from television or they recognize you from being their congressman. Are they giving you hope? Or are they giving you, are you feeling sad about it?
Well, I mean, generally, because I left the right and I left the mega cult, I mean, those people hate me, and I'm a traitor, and I still get threats and all of that every day. I find hope when I think about the rest of the country. I mean, people like you, though you and I always did get along personally.
Yes.
But a lot of people on the left who hated me, now, you know, I can lock arms with because we're in this battle to save democracy.
Mm. Mm.
And I think we're going to be in it for a while, and I think it's a damn good thing.
I think we're going to be in it for a while, too. I just hope we win it. You know, it's like, you know, I always think, you know, I'm so lucky, fortunate in life to be here at this time, right? At the greatness, the pinnacle of American greatness, where we had access to so much. And we had access to so much because of the stability of our politics, quite frankly.
We're not going to win it if people don't vote in 3 weeks. I mean, I keep seeing polls where 23% of young people in America think they're going to vote. 23%.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean, if that happens, if people don't come out, I mean, this is the first election, the first national election since my former political party tried to overthrow an election.
Yeah.
If that doesn't get everybody up off their ass and vote, then we're cooked.
I don't know how anybody is even, you know, anybody who believes in democracy can see how these people are whitewashing this nonsense and still think it's okay to give them another chance. Whoa, oh, gas is up 50 cents a gallon. We gotta get rid of everything. I don't get it. I don't. I get it. People are hurting. I get that part. I get that part crystal clear. I mean, look, I do really well, and I'm concerned about prices.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, I don't understand how that can drive you more than the fear that we might slip into something very different than what we are.
Because I think our candidates and the Democrats have done a lousy job of explaining what they mean when they say our democracy is endangered. I think most people don't understand what that means.
Mm.
They don't get it. I think they care. I think they would fight to save our democracy. I don't think they know what that means. And I put that on us and candidates for not explaining it well enough.
What do you think it would take to explain it well enough, though? Like, what is it going to take? I mean, there's a certain segment of the population who totally gets it, but then there's a big segment that doesn't.
Yeah, and forget them. And again, I talk to MEGA every day. Most MEGA don't care.
Mm.
They don't believe it, and they don't care. But there are so many low-information voters in the middle,
yeah,
who just don't understand what you mean. And so you got to really drill down. And you drill down to this, Chris. We have elections every 2 years. There are winners and losers.
Yep.
All of us Americans, there's this silent promise, pledge we've made with each other that we accept the results. Of
right.
The
you tip
you
your cap.
That away, if you take that away, the democracy's done.
It's insane. It's insane. All right, Joe, I'm going to take one more quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about some other stuff. Stick around.
Got it.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We all know to dial 911 to reach law enforcement and protective services. And now community information and referral can be reached with an easy-to-remember 3-digit telephone number. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Who provides respite services in the community? They know. Where can you find your child a tutor or mentor? They know. Find the answers to these questions and more by dialing 211, the place to get connected and to get answers. Dial 211.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, "That's a surefire hit." Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Wisconsin Elections Commission certified the results of the November 8th midterm elections with no fanfare on Wednesday, despite false claims in past years of the security of Wisconsin's elections and an increase in the number of poll observers recruited by both parties. The election ran smoothly and with order. WEC Chairman Don Millis, a Republican appointed by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, certified the election results and stated gratitude to clerks across the state for a job well done. A community information session was held in the town of Saratoga on Wednesday, where residents were able to voice their concerns over Alliant Energy's plans to expand solar power across the area. Residents expressed concerns over collected energy being stored in batteries and the risk of fires, as well as weather impacts on solar power collection. Officials state the risk of fire would be constantly monitored and instantly responded to, and the proposed facility could heat 80,000 homes for 4 hours. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 24. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 47. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows level off around 10 above. Upper teens Saturday with a chance for snow. Low 30s Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You can't ignore the truth forever, so listen up. The Chris Hahn Show.
Hey.
face.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, download the Aggressive Progressive Podcast. New episodes every Tuesday. If you missed a second of my interview with former Congressman Joe Walsh, it'll be in the Aggressive Progressive Podcast on Tuesday. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram to find out where I'm going to be and what I'm going to be doing. I'm not just on Fox and Fox Business anymore, so you got to follow me carefully, and I'll tell you where I'm going to be so you don't have to keep flipping the channels trying to find me all the time. All right, I'm back with Joe Walsh. Joe, we're heading into this midterm election. You know, people say that Trump created this emotional bond with his supporters that is why they are so fervent about him. And I will tell you, I have an emotional bond with the New York Yankees. But when they lost last night, I did not try to kill any umpires. And nor would I ever. I would say we need a better bullpen, which is true. So I don't get it, yeah. Joe. I don't understand it. I mean, you feel that?
I come from that world. So I escaped the cult. I'm a reformed gangbanger. So I get it. Look, for years and years, these people have felt beaten down, ignored, laughed at, and dismissed. And along came a jackass who said, I'm going to punch those people who've been laughing at you, dismissing you, and ignoring you.
Right.
And the minute he said that to them, because they all told me this, they all said, finally, I got my guy. Mm. And they have clung to him ever since, because he punches the people that they believe have been punching them forever.
Why do you think they believe that? You think that they just don't, like, do you think it's that they can't compete in this economy, or was there something that should have been done to bring them along in the economy that was not done? And by the way,
yeah,
it wasn't just Democrats who didn't do it, and Donald Trump didn't even do it.
No, I'm not just talking about Republicans. Look, the Democrats kind of suck too, and that's why Bernie Sanders was so popular.
Yeah,
these we're talking about voters that were ignored. I think a big part of it is, we're talking about middle-aged and older white men and women.
Yeah.
And in their defense, you know, stuff's been changing, like, really fast. And it's dizzy how, like, they believe their America has almost changed overnight.
Yeah.
Now, what should have happened, Chris, is we should have sat them down and talked to them and educated them and told them what was going on. But too often we just ignored them, so they grew more bitter and resentful.
Yeah. But they didn't get anything for their bitterness and resentment that gave them Donald. I mean, I don't feel like he was good for them.
Oh, no, it's all bull.
Right.
He's a demagogue. He sold them a bunch of lies.
Right.
He told them, if you vote for me, I'll bring that coal plant back. If you vote for me, I'll let you say Merry Christmas again.
Right.
If you vote for me, men will marry women and women will marry men.
I used to always love it. I used to go on O'Reilly regularly.
Yeah.
And O'Reilly would always start the war on Christmas sometime right around now.
That was his issue.
It was his favorite thing to talk about. And today, before I had to go buy a light bulb on my way to the studio because my daughter's lights were out in her room. And I needed a specialized light bulb that I did not have in the house. So I went to a major box store to buy a light bulb. And when I walked in, I saw a lot of Christmas trees. So the war on Christmas has begun, and Christmas has already advanced into the stores. And they are taking over. Like the war on Christmas is the biggest joke in the world.
Well, but Chris, you know how this works, because I used to do some of that in right-wing media. You find one example in South Dakota,
right,
of a parade, a Christmas parade, that won't allow religious songs like Silent Night is the Parade.
Right.
You find one example of that, and you go on Fox News that night, and they tell you, Hannity or Carlson will tell you, this is happening all over the country.
The liberals are trying to brainwash your children.
Example.
Right. Right. The best is when they would talk about Santa Claus and how liberals are trying to get rid of Santa Claus. And I grew up in a very evangelical Christian home, like super, you know, my mother and I do not agree politically. We can't even talk about politics. Thanksgiving, we talk about vacations, the kids, and that's it. We do not talk about politics in my house. But Santa Claus was the devil, according to my mother. okay? And I would go on Fox News and I would debate with Megyn freaking Kelly about Santa Claus and how liberals are trying to get rid of Santa Claus. I'm like, it's not just liberals trying to get rid of Santa Claus. It's evangelical Christians who I don't understand how they support these people. I don't get it. I mean, Herschel Walker, even you tell me evangelical Christians are going to vote for that guy?
Yeah, because they believe he's found redemption.
Yeah.
Again, in their heads, they can use any justification. Chris, it's the same. I mean, again, this culture war BS, of which I was guilty of playing too much as well. Again, you find one example of a high school where a transgender male is in the girls' locker room or shower, and you make it sound like this is a pandemic all over the country.
It's insane.
But going back to what you and I talked about before, Chris, Democrats don't fight on this culture war stuff. I think if they fought back, most Americans agree with them on this BS.
Yeah. I mean, I always say the most popular appearance I ever did on Fox was when I just told some conservative to stop being an idiot on TV. Michael Knowles, I called him out. He was like name calling against Greta Thunberg. Everybody talks about my appearances with Giuliani and how they were great appearances.
Yeah.
But the one people always brings up to me, I remember when you punched that guy in the face. I mean, I didn't literally punch him in the face, but like he was saying something and I told him to stop talking. You know, you're a grown man on national television and you're making fun of a child. If you had any way to figure out this issue, if you had any real solutions here, you wouldn't have to do that. And I don't understand why. I get it. I have been in politics and I've worked for cautious politicians who've won and I've worked for aggressive politicians who've lost. And I get that there's some of that to it, but it doesn't seem, it always seems that it's the Democrats who are most cautious.
I don't think, Chris, I don't think Democrats have recognized that we're living in a very populist moment in American history.
Yeah.
Regular people are pissed off at our institutions and political system, I believe, with a lot of good cause. Now, Republicans use that, and they propose ugly, bad, evil populist answers. But Democrats don't even recognize this populist anger and how to channel it to good ends.
Mm.
It's a shame because they're just ceding the whole turf to Republicans.
We can't let them do that. All right. I only have a couple minutes left with you. I got to ask you about Kevin McCarthy and the Congress. I mean, you knew the guy.
He's a tool. He's a freaking tool.
I agree 100%. But this whole situation, like earlier this week saying there will not be a blank check for Ukraine. This is a guy who made it very clear that he understood that Donald Trump was somehow in the pocket of Putin.
Yeah.
And now he's out there basically parroting Putin talking points. Well, you shouldn't be giving the money here. He's aiding and abetting this guy. I mean, what do you make of that?
And I know McCarthy well. And when McCarthy said that, Chris, I can tell you McCarthy doesn't believe that. That's McCarthy throwing a bone to his crazy wing, which is pro-Putin.
Right.
McCarthy's cut a deal with his crazy wing to let him be speaker, but in exchange for that, they've told McCarthy you've got to publicly voice our bottom line on a number of issues.
Mm.
McCarthy really doesn't believe that, and he won't push it. And by the way, it won't go anywhere because in the Senate Republicans, Mitch McConnell are very pro, let's help Ukraine.
Yeah, I mean, McConnell came out and denounced it.
Yeah, McCarthy's a tool, Chris. All he wants to do is be speaker.
Do you think he will actually be speaker? Because I do not.
I do. I could be wrong, but I do only because I know he's cut a deal with the crazy.
Right.
But
can you ever really cut a deal with somebody who's crazy? I mean, just
right. That's a great point, Chris. They could go back on the deal. So, but right now he thinks he's got it.
I mean, I think he's not going to have as big a majority as he thinks. I think the majority will be between 10 and 20 seats, which is not a big margin of error in the House.
Have you given up all hope that he won't have a majority?
No, I think gerrymandering is a hell of a drug. And I think he wins on the gerrymander alone. And that's like 10 seats.
Do the Democrats hold the Senate?
The Democrats hold the Senate. I do not believe Herschel Walker will win. And I think Fetterman put on a tie today.
I saw that.
And I have been yelling into my podcast and into the radio and even on television when I hosted on News Nation over the summer. I said the man needs to put on a freaking tie because Pennsylvania is a 1% state. And if 1% of the people say, well, this guy's not taking it seriously, he's wearing a hoodie and don't vote for him, he's going to lose. And he put on a tie today and it made me very happy. And just like Herschel Walker, the bar for Fetterman in a debate is incredibly low.
Incredibly low.
And he's going to clear it. And and then what are you? That's the end. He's going to win. I mean, the Democrat at the top of the ticket, Shapiro, is running away with it because he's running against a Nazi. So I don't know. Yeah. I think we hold on to the Senate. I think we might lose that New Mexico seat, but I think we're going to make up for it. I'm not giving up on Ohio either.
I want Tim Ryan to beat J.D. Vance. Here's the thing, though. If Republicans do take back the House, in a weird way, it will help Democrats in 24, because all Republicans are going to do is investigate stuff, impeach people, and not do a damn thing for the American people.
Well, Joe, as always, this has gone by incredibly fast, because you're a great conversationalist, and I really do enjoy talking to you. Joe, where do you want people to find you?
On Twitter, at Walsh Freedom, and look for my podcast, White Flag with Joe Walsh. Chris Hahn, you're the best.
Joe Walsh, you are the best. Thank you for joining me. America, I'm going to take another quick break. I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about other stuff. And you know where to find me. I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY. Thanks for listening to The Chris Hahn Show. I'll be right back.
Have you ever dreamt of having a podcast made about your family? Now, you can do just that with Family Sounds. Our team of professional radio and podcast producers will create audio documentaries about your family members and real-life heroes. To learn more about Family Sounds and receive a special discount, visit www.family-sounds.com. Family Sounds, your memories in a podcast.
Have you ever seen a painting you...
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 29 overnight under partly cloudy skies. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Highs around 47 tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Overcast skies tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered showers, 17. Clear skies Saturday with highs around 26, 37 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Ignore everything else you heard today and listen up. The Chris Hahn Show is on the air.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, download the podcast. If you missed a second of my interview with Joe Walsh, it will be in the Aggressive Progressive podcast on Tuesday. And you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. Hope you like Joe. Joe's a great guy. Always like talking to him. All right, let me just put a bow on this week's conversation. I am not buying the polls, but that doesn't mean I think we should relax. I think you should buy the polls, freak out, and go out and vote. Period. Because if you don't, show up, if you're listening to me regularly, you show up, you vote. But you got to get your friends and your relatives and other like-minded people to show up at the polls, because the message that will be sent by the American people to these crazy right-wing nuts is, go ahead, be crazy right-wing nuts. Make it harder for people to vote. Only count the votes when you win, because we want you to win forever. A woman's right to choose? No, nobody's right to choose. That's gone forever. A woman's body, we can tell them what to do whenever we want. It is vital, America, that you show up and you vote for people who share your views in November. Progressives, liberals, Democrats, people who believe in the Constitution of the United States of America. I know the Republicans are doing a pretty good job scaring you about crime, but they don't have any plans for crime. They don't. Oh, but their plans for crime is more guns. If we had more guns, there'd be less crime. No, well, it's the fact that we have the most guns per capita of any place on the planet, including war zones. That's why we have more violent crime in our cities than any other place on the planet. Because their guns are so easy to get. Republicans don't want to do anything about that. Now, they have no plan for that. No. They just want to scare you. And they want to show pictures of really big, mean-looking people. Almost always people of color, by the way, I might add. Because who are they trying to scare? Old white men. The fragilest people on the planet. Old white men who live in the suburbs, who've never really experienced crime in their life, who live in gated communities, people living in the villages in Florida, where, there's a security guard at the gate. You can't climb the wall. They should have got the guys who built the wall at the Villages to build Trump's wall. Oh, no, that's their plan. Scare you. But then they get in. What are they going to do? We're going to give more money to the cops. We already have the most well-funded police forces in the world. So we'll give them more. Have you seen some of the equipment they show up with right now? And I'm all for them having all the equipment they want. I'm all for it. But that's their plan, right? Oh, they're going to defund the police. Nobody's defunding the police. Again, let me make this perfectly clear as one of the leading progressives in America. The slogan defund the police was the dumbest thing ever uttered by anyone politically in the last 100 years in this country. It was the dumbest political slogan ever, at least in my lifetime. Defund the police? Stupid. People who came up with that, they should be in a position where they make no decisions. Like they need a job like doing data entry. They need a mindless job. They should not be in politics. That's a dumb slogan. And it cost us seats in the House of Representatives and the United States Senate. You could have gotten a lot more done in America, but for that slogan. Had that slogan never arose in 2020, Democrats would have had 53 seats in the Senate. And a really strong majority in the House of Representatives. That slogan alone. Sorry, I digress. Get out and vote. Get angry. But don't be afraid of anything. Election time is coming, America. The work is here. Less than 3 weeks to Election Day. Less than 3 weeks to decide the fate of this nation. All right. I think you've all had enough from me for 1 week. So I'm going to remind you now, as I always do, to seek the truth.
Let's
question everyone and everything, America, even me. Seek the truth. Know it's out there. And I know you'll find it if you look for it. And I'll be back here again next week to tell you the truth as I see it. I'm Chris Hahn. Thanks for listening, America.
If we all light up, we can scare away the dark. Wish our weekdays away, spend our weekends in bed. We drink ourselves stupid, work ourselves dead, and all just because that's what mom and dad said we should do. We should run through the forests, we should swim in the streams, we should...
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I was about to get on the radio and be interviewed, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye move. It was a squirrel.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I couldn't find the squirrel, but I knew it was somewhere in the house. I ended up naming him Albert. He was relocated to Brookfield, so he is now a suburban squirrel.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation. Together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Yay.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people. It's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Health
WFHR, resources and services Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for